Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damian with the fraud division. How may I assist you?
Yes, there's been a couple of charges on my checking account, something that I didn't purchase, and I'd like to report that.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Yes, Marsha, Marsha Thompson, Thompson. One charge on 313 and one on 317.
Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes?
Yes, it's 5800 Grand, G-R-A-N-D Avenue, apartment 802. That's in the city of Fort Smith, Arkansas, 72904.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys calling me back so late. I wasn't really expecting a call till tomorrow.
We are a 24/7 company. There will always be someone here to assist.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a senior citizen. I live on a very, very, small income. So when you took that $97 out, it only left me with $30 in my checking account. So there's no way I would have purchased anything like that.
I do see that a order was placed for an anti-aging cream and a eye cream on the 10th of March for a trial period, where during the trial period you just pay for shipping and handling, which was $6.95 per product, and you had 6 days to cancel from the initial time of placing the order. You did not cancel within the allotted amount of time, so on the seventh day you were billed for the full price of the product, placed on an auto shipping and billing. I have a tracking number that shows that the item was delivered, as well as I see that we had sent a email confirming the order being placed to the email that we have on file, being gmamarsha49@gmail.com. Can you confirm that that is your email?
That's right. I don't know how you got all this information, but I did not place this order. And even if I did, it needs to be canceled. I've never received it. I don't have it. I never got anything like that.
I can go ahead and file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in a penalty, such as a fine, as long as you are sure no one in your household placed the original order. I can file this as fraud. I do see that the first and last name, email, address match what we have on file, and it does show that we had sent a confirmation email confirming the order being placed, as well as
77 years old. I don't read my emails. I don't even look at them.
Would you like for me to file this as fraud?
Yes, please.
I'll be issuing you a full refund. You'll receive that within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really need it.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.